Hello, my beautiful hermits, and welcome to the Hermit Diaries. I'm Heather, your weirdo, introvert, alien human thing. It is currently 4:20 PM on Sunday, the 4th of March, 2018. This week has been a bit of a long and emotional week for me. I don't know why. I think it's because I find it very hard to say no and just trying to get my assignments done and everything is taking a toll on me, and I think I'm just getting burnt out by it all. I just finished editing one of my assignments, and before I finish editing my last assignment for the semester, I decided that instead of taking this week off of Hermit Diaries, I will be procrastinating. And I'll be recording me doing online quizzes. This podcast is one of my favorite things that I've ever created or have been a part of. I just feel so much therapeutic joy in being able to talk about things that I love in a casual, easygoing manner. I'm so easygoing, in fact, I'm recording on my bed right now, because you know what, this is my podcast, and in my podcast we take the sticks out of our asses and do what we want. So I decided not to record at my desk, and yeah, I've pulled up 10 quizzes that I will be finding out which TV characters I am from 10 of my favorite TV shows. I have linked all of these below in case you wish to follow along, or you know, you wish, if you like these shows too, you can also see what characters you are. I mean, it's pointless, but it's pointless fun, you know what I mean? It's the best way to procrastinate. Okay, so let's begin. The first 1, 2, 3 are from PlayBuzz websites. And the very first one is called, "Which Friends main character are you?" And the description says, "Let's find out who you're really more similar to." I think they meant to say, "Let's find out who you are more similar to," or I don't know. Let's not be grammar Nazis here. This is an easygoing podcast. Let's play. What would you prefer to have for dinner? Cheesecake? Just coffee? Something posh? Something veggie? Meatball sandwich or turkey sandwich? Now, I'm not a big dinner person, so I'm going to say something veggie. I'm a vegetarian. I love my vegetables. Oh, this is a cute photo of them all lying in bed together. Rachel looks naked, but let's ignore that. How was your childhood? I was daddy's girl. I was a misunderstood fella. Quite funny. Surrounded by my family and beloved ones. Rough. Ooh. I was shy and unnoticed most of the time. I was a curious kid, always willing to learn more. Huh. Let's say I was shy and unnoticed most of the time, because I was a very shy child. I mean, not at home, but when we went out. Oh, it's the cast members younger. It's a cute photo. Oh, Courtney Cox is so gorgeous. Okay. Who were you in high school? The nerdy one? The popular one? Probably a cheerleader. I was too cool to go to high school. The class clown. A very good student, but not that popular. Can't really remember high school. Too busy flirting with the chicks, I suppose. I was a good student, but not that popular. I don't even know how I survived high school. Okay. Pick a color. Pink. Green. blue, yellow, silver, or red. I've really been enjoying blues and purples lately, so I'll go for blue. Which would you say is your best quality? I'm a very positive person no matter what happens. I always do my best. I'm a laugh. I'm a very intelligent person and I love sharing my wisdom. My fashion sense is unbelievable. I'm the sexiest fella on earth. Now, when I'm living a balanced life, I am a very positive person no matter what happens. But I'm also, I wouldn't say I'm very smart, but I love sharing things that I know. So maybe, yeah, let's pick that one. Not to toot my own horn. Okay. And your worst one? Being too obsessive and bossy? No. Being selfish? Being too simple? Being a weirdo? Hey, that's not a worst trait. Being a know-it-all? Being afraid of taking risks? I'll probably have to say the last one. But please don't ever say that being weird is a worst trait. Okay, where would you like to go? France, Italy, the Alps, Kenya, countrysides. Who wants to travel when you live in New York? Since I love cold weather, I'd have to say the Alps. If you could only wish one thing, what would it be? To have a really big family. I want peace. To reach the top of my career. I want to be famous. I just want to be happy. Or to find my soulmates. I definitely just want peace. Peace and love, man. Peace and love. And finally, what are you doing at the party? Like I'm even at parties. Okay, let's see. I'm the dancing queen. Obviously getting drunk. Well, when I used to drink, that was definitely me. I'm probably in the bathroom with some chick, if you know what I mean. Laughing and having fun with my mates. Acting socially weird, probably. Talking to the most beautiful person in the party. Wait a minute, I am that person. Oh, geez. Okay. If I was to go to a party now, I'd have to say acting socially weird, probably. And let's see, calculating. I'm Ross. It says, you are Ross Geller. You are a very intelligent person who will succeed for sure. Doesn't feel like that right now. Everyone knows that. You're also sensitive and very deep, so without any doubt, you will achieve whatever you want. Sometimes you're a little bit know-it-all, and that can be annoying. So watch out. You don't want to lose your friends because of that. Huh. Interesting. Yeah. Sometimes I think I'm Phoebe, but yeah. I've heard my friend call me a Ross before. So maybe she knows me better than I do. Okay, next one. Wait. Close. There. Let's just get some water. Now this show is one of my absolute favorites because every single episode makes me laugh and it's very quotable. It's called, okay, this is still a Play Buzz quiz. And this quiz is called, which Arrested Development character are you? The description says, no family is more hilariously dysfunctional than the Bluths. From incestuous innuendos, tawdry affairs, and embezzlements, they certainly are an eclectic group. Which Arrested Development character are you? Take this quiz to find out. Let's play. Which best describes your relationship with your family? I spend as little time as possible with them. What family? We get along most of the time. Love them. We get along most of the time. It's what I'm good to say. The gift for this question. Okay, what is your dream job? Puppeteer, magician, moisturizing my skin, or CEO? I'm going to have to say puppeteer, just because you can get really weird with that. Okay. What is your relationship like with money? I don't talk about money. I bathe in it. I have none of it. I don't know. Ask my accountant. I for sure have none of it. I'm an unemployed 24-year-old still living with her parents, so I definitely have none of it. Pick a Lucille quote. No sugar for you. You just get more awful. Well, I'd rather be dead in California than alive in Arizona. I don't care for Job. I don't understand the question, and I won't respond to it. That's definitely me when people ask me stupid questions. So I'm going to say, I don't understand the question, and I won't respond to it. Choose a mode of transportation. Bike, car, boat, Segway. I really hate driving, and I think I'll get tired on a bike. I haven't been on enough boats, and Segway is just weird, but I'm going to have to say bike. Because I hate driving. Even though I drive every single day, I just hate it. Are you easily frazzled? I can't deal with this question. Sometimes, no. Marry me. I'm sometimes easily frazzled. Can you keep a secret? There are no such things as secrets. As long as I can tell my BFF, probably not. Of course. Of course I can keep a secret. Choose a drink. A martini, a shot, a juice box, a frozen banana smoothie. Juice box, I love my juice. What's your biggest flaw? I'm too nice. I'm too self-absorbed. I'm flawless. I'm too creative. I'm too nice. Lots of people mistake that for being easy to manipulate, and that I'm flirting with them when I'm not interested in them that way. Are you a good person? Nope. I think so. I'm the best person. I don't need to be a good person. I have money. I'm going to have to go with, I think so. Yeah, they're doing the chicken dance. Okay. What does a chicken sound like? Cha-chi-cha, cha-chi-cha, or a coodle-doodle-doo, coodle-doodle-doo, or ko-ka-ko, what? Ko-ka-ko, what is this question? Is the fourth option. A coodle-doodle-doo is what I'm going to say. Okay, it's calculating. You got Buster Bluth. Ugly, the arguably the funniest character, in my opinion. You adore your family and would do anything for them despite the fact that doing most things makes you nervous. You are kind and well-meaning and are often unsure why people seem uneasy around you. Though you're quite smart, you get anxiety when you have to make decisions, so you allow yourself to be guided by your loved ones. Isn't that the truth? I'm going to correct my earlier statement and say that I think Tobias is the funniest character, but Buster is a very close second. Okay. Number three. Let's just grab some water again. Which crystal gem are you? From Steven Universe. In the world of Steven Universe, which crystal gem are you most like? Let's play. If your friend is having issues, what would you do to help? Assure them that will be solved in time. Find what is hurting them and destroy it. Comfort them. Worry about the issue they are having and offer your help. Talk about it with them until you find the best solution. It depends on the situation. But usually I'll talk about it with them until they find the best solution. What do you do in your free time? Spend time with loved ones? Stare at the sky from a hilltop? Sing or dance? Gardening or being around nature? Argue or debate? Eat. I love just sitting outside lately and just reading, so I'm going to have to say gardening or being around nature. What is the best type of weapon? Something versatile? Something protective? Something powerful? Something precise and accurate? I'm going to have to say something protective. How clean is your room right now? Organized chaos, I can find it, it just looks messy. Total mess, I keep it spotless. Or decently clean, definitely organized chaos. I can always find my stuff, but my room always looks messy to other people. But hey, if it's okay for me, who cares what you think? What's your favorite kind of book? Mysteries? I don't really read. Fantasy? Action? Jane Austen-like? Or adventure? Definitely Jane Austen-like. I mean, I enjoy sometimes reading fantasy too, but I'm very, very picky. But I love Jane Austen type of, you know, quick... when I'm reading fiction, I like the quick chick lit type of thing or classics. But I have been reading more non-fiction lately. But let's just say Jane Austen-like. What do you feel the most connected to? Oh, this one I know instantly, but let's go through them all. Fire, trees or woods, storm, water, beach or sand, ice. Beach or sand. Since I've been living closer to the beach, I've definitely been connecting with the beach a lot more. How do you feel about romantic love? It's the most powerful thing in the world. It's a support system. It's not that important. I don't know for sure. It's worth dying for. Since I've never really been in love, I'm going to have to say I don't know for sure. And that's going to be another series of podcasts I wish to do very soon, so stay tuned for that. It's going to be quite interesting. What's my style? Pretty, elegant, comfortable, chic, or functional? I basically live in sweatpants and sports bra, so definitely comfortable. What's the best type of dance? Ballroom dance, club dancing, whatever's fun, interpretive, ballet. Now, I used to very badly do ballet dancing in school and a little bit of ballroom as well. But these days, whatever's fun. I mean, if you want to dance like an idiot, then dance like an idiot. So whatever's fun. Choose a time aesthetic. My beauty is timeless. Old Hollywood, 2000s. Modern, 80s. Don't care. Futuristic, 1920s flapper. I really love how men and women dressed in the 1950s as oppressive as it was for women. I just think they looked so gorgeous and those movies are so beautiful. So I'm going to have to choose old Hollywood because I love old movies. What is your drink of choice? Water, Cosmopolitan, champagne, beer, wine, mojito, mimosa, Red Bull and Coke. Water is the only one that's non-alcoholic on there. I actually love tea. How do you feel about your hometown? Nobody there understands me. I desperately want to go back / have things the way they were. Confused. My feelings are all jumbled. I feel disconnected from it in my heart. I like it, I suppose. It will always have a special place in my heart. Now, hometown, I'm going to take that as the town I'm currently living in. And I'm going to have to say it always has a special place in my heart. I've only been living here for about almost a year now. And I felt more at home here than I ever did in Boksburg or Harpierspoort. So it will always be special to me. Okay, just getting comfortable here, sorry. How selfless are you? I'm out for myself, kind of, very. I think I'm in between kind of and very. It depends on the person or... I'm going to have to say kind of. Because I am starting to learn how to say no. Which is a big self-care recommendation. Is saying no to things you don't enjoy. And putting your foot down. Okay. What's your favorite subject? Maths? Humanities? History? I'll learn whatever I can. School is boring. Physics? Computer science or PE? I enjoy history, but I'm also very selective on the kind of history I study. I don't enjoy modern ones like World War II and apartheid. But if we're talking about the Victorian era or medieval history, then I'm going to have to say history. What would you change about yourself? My lack of power. A lot, I suppose. My temper. I accept myself fully for who I am. I'd want to be more likable. I think so. I'm going to have to say this last one because I want more friends. I don't have any. Besides my cats. How would your friends describe you? Funny, kind, loving, wise, determined, imaginative. My friend is always saying how kind I am, so I'm going to have to go with kind. Calculating. I'm Stephen. Stephen Universe is the son of Rose Quartz and thus shares her gem in his stomach and her weapon, the shield. He goes with his gut on most decisions and he's fun and the most light-hearted of the group. He is compassionate and seeks to help where the other gems seek to destroy. Often finding solutions others never thought possible. Ah. I don't know. Anyone that knows me, can you tell me how correct that is? Oh, that was a nice one. Okay. Now we are going to go into BuzzFeed territory. The one that is most popular for these types of quizzes. And the first one will be my favorite show, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. And the quiz is called These 10 Questions Will Reveal Which Crazy Ex-Girlfriend Character You Truly Are. Okay, it says, where would you love to live? New York City, West Covina, Santa Fe, or Atlanta. I don't know much about Atlanta, Santa Fe. Listen, I'm South African. I've never been to America, so Santa Fe seems a bit dry. New York City is the answer I would have given in the past. But I'm going to have to go with West Covina because it's kind of small town. Seems like there's interesting people there. What's your dream job? Broadway actor, lawyer, student, model, vlogger, personal trainer. Well, I can't be a Broadway actor because I don't sing. I'm not smart enough to be a lawyer. I'm already a student. I'm too fat to be a personal trainer and to be a model, so I'm going to have to go with vlogger. Who do you love most in this world? My kids, my significant other, my best friend, my family. Definitely my family, even though we fight lots. Let's say my family. Pick a pet. Fish, dog, cat. Well, the last one says I don't want a pet and that's never going to happen. So it's always going to be a cat for me. Do you value health and fitness? Yes, above everything else. I value health an unhealthy amount. I'd rather be happy than healthy, a moderate amount. I do what I need to do in order to look intimidatingly sexy or no. I'd say a moderate amount. I like to be balanced. How do you feel about true love? It's fake. It's out there. It's something you have to work for. It will creep up on you. It's definitely something you have to work for. I mean, if you don't love yourself, then you're not going to attract the right kind of people for you. And that's something I've been dealing with a lot lately, so like I said, we'll get right into that in a couple of weeks' time. What's your favorite movie genre? Rom-com, action or adventure, documentary, comedy, thriller, musical? It's a three-way tie between rom-com, comedy, and musical. Let's go for comedy. What's your favorite musical number? Oh, this is from the show. Getting By, as in bisexual. Fit Hot Guys Have Problems Too. Settle For Me. West Covina. The End of the Movie. Face Your Fears. Face Your Fears is one I definitely single out to myself a lot when I'm feeling scared. But the end of the movie is so good with Josh Groban. Fuck it, let's say Face Your Fears. Who should Rebecca end up with? Nathaniel, Greg, Josh Chan, Valencia, Heather. She needs to figure out how to be alone first. I love her and Nathaniel together. I think they have the best chemistry. But I'm definitely going to have to agree with this one. She needs to figure out how to be alone first. Pick a TV series. Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Oh, lost it. Oh, no. Okay, there. Found it. Pick a TV series. Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Mr. Robot. Any crime show, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, something from the Food Network, or Black Mirror. Black Mirror is the only one I watch on here. So Black Mirror. Oh, I got Daryl. There's no reason why I got Daryl, but yay, I got Daryl. Okay. Next one is also from BuzzFeed. Which Game of Thrones character are you? I think I'm going to get Sam because he loves books. But let's see. Let's have a look. A quiz is coming. Pick a movie. The Omen, Cruel Intentions, War Horse, The King's Speech, The Hunger Games, How to Train Your Dragon, Aladdin, Braveheart, The Iron Giant. I definitely have a soft spot in my heart for How to Train Your Dragon. So let's pick that one. No offense to all the others, they're all very good, but that's the one I'll watch over and over again out of all these options. Which statement most applies to you? You believe in the one. You don't mind paying for love. You tend to want people you can't have. You find it really hard to talk to the opposite sex. Boys or girls are stupid. You're too busy to think about settling down. You like people who remind you of your parents. You like the strong, silent type. You like to be worshipped. I like the strong, silent type. Means that they don't expect much from me. Pick a Simpsons character. Edna Crabapple. Milhouse Van Houten. Nelson Muntz. Bart Simpson. Barney Gumble. Lisa Simpson. Mindy Simmons. Otto. Rainier Wolfcastle. Let's go for Lisa. She's my favorite. Pick a song. Crazy Horses by the Osmonds. Don't Speak by No Doubt. Bastard by Tyler the Creator. Papa Don't Preach by Madonna. I Just Can't Wait to Be King by The Lion King. Killing Me Softly by The Fugees. I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman by Britney Spears. Talk Dirty to Me by Poison. He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother. Now the one I imagine myself singing aloud to in the car the most is I Just Can't Wait to Be King by The Lion King. I don't listen to much music these days. I mostly just listen to podcasts. Pick an emoji. Now these don't have the description, so I'm going to give my best to name them. The poop emoji. The girl cutting her hair. The skull. The queen. The flexing of the bicep. Purple devil. The girl that's got her arms crossed in front of her face saying no. The baby or the London guard. Let's go for the queen. Pick a sport. Ugh. Netball. Ugh. Football. Ugh. Weightlifting. Ugh. Quidditch. And then the rest are just ugh, because I don't watch sports or care about it. Pick a Mr. Men character. Little Miss Trouble. Mr. Snow. Mr. Mean. Mr. Strong. Little Miss Magic. Mr. Small. Mr. Quiet. Little Miss Fickle. Mr. Perfect. Little Miss Magic looks cute. Oh, I got Daenerys. Look at you, just look at you. Everyone loves you as much as you love your dragons. And you really love your dragons. If you call my cat a dragon, then that is really true. I got Daenerys. That's very cool. Was not expecting that. Okay, next one from BuzzFeed is, we know which Westworld character you are. These violent delights have violent ends. Let's see. Where will you spend most of your time? Abernethy Ranch, Sweetwater, Las Mudas, Python Pass, Pariah, Agave Plantation. Abernethy Ranch. What do you want to do first? Treasure hunt? Bounty hunt? Play poker? Get drunk? Get intimate? Or explore the world? I definitely want to explore. Pick a word. Hope, hate, power, love, lust, or solitude. Hope. Pick a card. And then it's ace, king of spades, queen of hearts, jack of spades, jack of diamonds, or joker. Let's go with queen of hearts. Pick a vice. Smoking, snacking, gambling, drinking, spending, or sex. Let's go snacking. I'm definitely a big snacker. What are your dreams about? Family, friends, death, my hopes, my fears. I don't dream. I dream a lot about friends, definitely. No idea why, because I don't have many of them. Pick a weapon. And it's just all these different types of guns. I'm not going to even try and name them, so I'm going to go with the last one because it looks prettier. Pick a hat. These two. I'm not going to name all of them, but let's go for, I like this fourth one. It's a black hat with a white, I don't know, do you call it belt thing? Oh, I got Dolores. One of the oldest hosts in the park, Dolores is the very definition of dependable. There's more to Dolores than meets the eye, so don't let the damsel in distress stick fool you. It's very true. Some people look at me and they think I'm very naive, but I'm smarter than people think I am. I know what's going on. I can read your shit. Okay, next one is, which character from Gilmore Girls are you? Where you lead, I will follow anywhere that you tell me to. Okay, very sorry about that singing. I promise it won't happen again. Pick a place to hang out. In my kitchen making cookies, the library, on a bench people watching, or I don't hang out, coffee shop, vintage bookstore, in my house watching sports, or the record store. Definitely vintage bookstore. Choose a cookie. Oreos with peanut butter. Any cookie I can get my hands on. Chocolate chip. Sugar cookie, thin mint Girl Scout cookies, a brownie brittle toffee crunch cookie, ginger snap. I love sugar cookies. To convince your friends to go out, you jump around and beg them, blast some fun music, calmly explain why it would be fun, I didn't want to go out anyway, make them a yummy cocktail, I'm the one that needs convincing. Whatever I'm going with or without them or blackmail them, I'm the one that always needs convincing to go out. Your favorite thing to shop for is clothes, books, my mother does all my shopping, CDs, food shopping, duh. I don't shop. I prefer shopping for other people. Anything leather. Only thing I spend my money on lately is books, so I'm still wearing clothes that I bought 5 years ago. I hate clothes shopping. Pick a bedroom. Okay, I'm not going to describe all of them, so I'm going to Let's have a look. That last one looks very creepy and haunted. Let's go for this third one because it looks the most like my type of furniture I have. Let's go with that one. You spend Sunday sleeping in, catching up on work, at church, at work, hanging out with friends, reading, recovering from a hangover, getting brunch. Let's go with reading. And sometimes catching up on studies, but it's mostly reading. When you see a fight, you laugh about it, try and break it up, get in the middle of it, run away, cry, roll your eyes and walk away. I'm in the fight, call the police. I'd like to think that I would try and break it up, but to be honest, I will definitely start bursting into tears, especially when it comes to dogs. I can't stand dogs fighting. Oh, lost it. Where are you? Laptop's doing some weird stuff. Hold on. Okay, yeah. Pick a superhero. Wonder Woman, my mom, Spider-Man, Thor, the Hulk, Batgirl, Batman, Poison Ivy. Let's go for Wonder Woman. I thought the movie was okay. Ooh. I got Paris Geller. You're as smart as a whip and don't take shit from anyone. Yeah, right. You may come off hard at first, but deep down, you're a real sweetheart. You're goal-oriented and pride yourself on your intelligence. If people don't like you, don't worry. It's probably just because they are intimidated by you. Ah, that's sweet. I don't think I'm like Paris at all. But yeah, I'll take it. We've got three left. Okay. This next one is from the website called Zimbo. Zimbio. And it's called, which Simpsons character are you? Let's begin the quiz. Are you a day or night person? Day. Why is it not working? Why you not work, Zimbio? It's not working. Okay. I'm going to hit pause and I'm going to find a different website for The Simpsons and I'll be right back. And I'm back. I found one on BuzzFeed. So let's find out which yellow person I am. I can't talk lately. So let's find out which yellow person I am. Which Simpsons character are you? Pick a TV dad. Hal from Malcolm in the Middle. Uncle Phil from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Tim Taylor from Home Improvement. Ned Stark from Game of Thrones. Michael Bluth from Arrested Development. Ross Geller from Friends. Walter White from Breaking Bad. Hank Hill from King of the Hill. Or Fred Flintstone from The Flintstones. I really love Hal from Malcolm in the Middle. Let's go with Hal. Which city would you most want to live in? Dublin, Rome, San Francisco, Oxford, Tokyo, Las Vegas, Paris, London, Kansas City. San Francisco. Just sounds so arty and cute. Pick a Schwarzenegger movie. Batman and Robin, True Lies, Junior, Eraser, Total Recall, Twins, Jingle All the Way, Terminator 2, Judgment Day. Junior was definitely the weirdest movie, but for some reason I enjoy it. So let's go junior. What is most important to you? Beer, music, drugs, being liked, being feared, your career, your faith, your country, your pets. Definitely my pets. Pick a 2014 Oscar nominee. Jennifer Lawrence, Matthew McConaughey, Meryl Streep, Jonah Hill, Judy Dench, Leonardo DiCaprio, Sally Hawkins, Christian Bale, Sandra Bullock. I love Meryl Streep. Let's go with her. Pick a video game. Minecraft, Tomb Raider, Street Fighter 2, Resident Evil, Nintendo Dogs, GoldenEye, Crash Bandicoot, Tetris, or Grand Theft Auto. I'm not much of a gamer, so let's go Tetris. It's the only one I know. Pick a winter sport. Skeleton, figure skating, biathlon, snowboarding, curling, downhill skiing, ski jumping, ice hockey, bobsleigh. Definitely figure skating. Pick a Goosebumps book. The Curse of the Mummy's Tomb, Why I'm Afraid of Bees, The Girl Who Cried Monster, A Night in Terror Tower, Welcome to Camp Nightmare, The Ghost Next Door, Say Cheese and Die, My Best Friend is Invisible, The Scarecrow Walks at Midnight. I definitely remember reading Why I'm Afraid of Bees. And that's probably why I'm afraid of bees now. Pick a 90s cartoon. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Animaniacs, Dexter's Laboratory, Cat Dog, Pokemon, Beavis and Butthead, SpongeBob SquarePants, Recess or Arthur. I'm a big Pokemon fan. I got Crazy Cat Lady. And the description just says, couldn't be more accurate. Honestly, I thought I was going to get Lisa, but I think this result knows me a lot better than I know myself. Okay, two left. Wow, this podcast is going on forever, but it's been fun. The next one is from 17 Magazine, and it's going to be Pretty Little Liars. It's called Which Pretty Little Liar Are You? And the description says, we all love our sleuths equally, but which one is the most like you? Take this quiz to find out which PLL girl is your alter ego. I'm going to predict that I'm Emily. And let's see. If you had to describe your style in one word, it would be classic. You always add your touch, of course, but you'd never wear anything totally flashy or revealing. Sporty, comfort is definitely key. You're always cute and put together without ever looking like you're trying too hard. Eclectic, you love to mix it up with funky accessories and unexpected combinations. Flirty, what's the point of being a girl if you can't dress up? There's no sweatpants options, so I'm going to have to go for sporty. Comfort is definitely key. You're always cute and put together without ever looking like you're trying too hard. Which TV girl do you relate to the most? Elena from the Princess Diaries. Elena from the Vampire Diaries. You're an old soul and a sucker for romance. Jenna from Awkward. You're a little quiet, but never hesitate to stand your ground when it comes to defending your family and friends. Rachel from Glee. Sure, some people might think she's a little intense, but you know she's just a woman with goals who doesn't let anything stand in her way. Or Kat from Sam and Kat. You love cute little things, little cupcakes, kittens, and boys. I've never seen Awkward, but this Jenna from Awkward sounds more like me. Which school subject do you dominate? English. There's just nothing like a great book or the opportunity to write a great story of your very own. History. Memorizing all those dates and names is easy as pie. And you love all the action, big battles, revolutions, and more. Gym. The chance to get your energy and competitive spirit out. Or does lunch count as a class? I'm gonna have to go with English. Your favorite thing to do on Facebook is stalk your boyfriend's exes. Ugh, ew. Okay, you know that you should just trust him, but it can't hurt to look for a second, right? Keep tabs on your siblings. It's crazy what they'll do when they think you aren't watching. No, I'm really not interested. Talk to your friends without your parents overhearing you. You kill for more privacy. Stay on top of the social scene. How else would you be the first to know whose relationship status has been updated? Honestly, none of these, but if I had to pick one, I'd go for talk to my friends. Okay. Even though I don't really talk to them on Facebook, because, I mean, my whole family's on Facebook. I'd rather, just send a private message on WhatsApp. If you had to pick a song to describe your life right now, it would be Never Say Never by Justin Bieber. There's no way you could ever predicted you'd be where you are today. Mine by Taylor Swift. You found someone who just gets you. Firework by Katy Perry. You know that you have to be confident in who you are, no matter how hard it may be. Forget You by CeeLo. When you're over a boy, you are so over him. I don't like any of Taylor Swift's new stuff, but I do love her old stuff, so I'm going to go with Mine by Taylor Swift. You found someone who just gets you. Which is nobody at the moment, but let's count podcasts as a person. You don't know what you do without sports. You can completely zone out and release all your pent-up energy. Organization, even if everything feels like a mess, having a plan keeps you calm and collected. Music, when you're going through a tough time, listening to the right song or playing it to yourself never fails to make you feel better. Your mom, sometimes she drives you crazy, but when you really need her, she's 100% there for you. I'm gonna have to go with the last one because there's no cats, so I'm gonna have to go with my mom. If you could have any superpower, what would it be? Duh, you'd want to fly. It's the only coolest superpower of all. Plus, you could escape whenever you started to feel too much pressure. Reading minds, if you could only know what other people were thinking. Freezing time, when everything's hectic and out of control, you'd be able to go time out and take a beat to figure out what to do. Invisibility, it would be much easier to sneak around slash meet up with mysterious boys or solve mysteries if you didn't have to worry about getting caught. Oh, I'd definitely love to freeze time. Your go-to movie to get a guy's attention is, you're not really into flirting because it seems so awkward and fake, but your hair is really shiny, so you just let it do the work. Challenge him to a game of anything and then kick his butt. You ignore him, then you tease him, then you pretend to never want to see him again. Is that mean? Yes. Is it effective? Very. Let him in just a little bit by telling him what you're passionate about. Then show off your appetite by ordering a huge cheeseburger. Oh, sorry. I definitely picked the last one. Let's see. Oh, I'm Aria. That's very different from Emily. Oh, but now that I'm glancing through the description, it makes so much more sense. You're creative and open-minded. You don't mind taking chances on people or adventures or in fashion, and you're willing to accept the risks that come along with your more daring decisions. Your friends appreciate your generous spirits and your willingness to talk through a problem. Plus, they know you'd never give someone the silent treatment, no matter how angry you felt. When you care about someone, you'll do whatever it takes to be with them and support them. Huh. Interesting. I'm definitely open-minded. Huh. Okay, and the final one is on Buddy TV, and it's called Which Futurama Character Are You? One of my all-time favorite animated shows. So let's see. Will I be Leela? Will I be Fry? Will I be Zoidberg? Who knows? If you were to cook for friends, what would you do? Ask everyone for input on the menu. Consult a cookbook and follow it word for word. You'd make whatever was easiest. Think of a dish that is complicated enough to impress your friends. Whenever I cook, I always follow a recipe word for word, so let's go with that one. In a group, you usually take the lead, think of stuff but wait to be asked, go with the flow, make fun of the situation. Oh, I'll definitely go with the flow. You are attracted to someone, what would you do? Tell them outright. Formulate a plan to ask them out. Become their friend first. Try to tell them, but chicken out. I'd want to become their friend first. You get into an argument with a friend. What do you do? Concede your point and apologize instantly. Argue endlessly until you think you've proven your point. Wait until things cool down. Keep quiet since you can't do anything about it. I'll wait until things cool down. You are accidentally frozen and wake up 1,000 years in the future. What do you do? Find your future relatives. Find a way to go back. Adjust to your new life. I'll definitely just adjust. Someone offers to turn your life into a movie. What kind of movie will it be? Action or adventure? Romantic comedy? A quirky, clever indie film? Anything as long as it makes you look good. I'm going to have to go with indie film. If someone asks you a question, how do you respond? In great detail? By asking them a question? Quickly with no detail? Intelligently so you sound smart? People have said to me that I have to explain things first because they don't understand me. So usually I answer very quickly with no detail. When assigned tasks, you ask to do a certain task, volunteer to do everything, accept what's assigned to you, try to get the least amount of work. I'll just accept what's assigned to me. That's way I'm a pushover to a lot of people. What do people say about your sense of humor? It's nothing new. It's too confusing. It's very funny. It's inappropriate. It's not funny. I've gotten both. It's too confusing. And it's very funny. I'm going to have to go too confusing since my humor comes from referencing a lot of TV shows and movies that people don't watch. So let's say too confusing. What do you feel when surrounded by friends? You love it? It sometimes gets a little overwhelming? You'd rather be doing something else? No one talks to you. I'm an introvert, so it sometimes gets a little overwhelming. When faced with a problem, what do you do? Think of a solution. Ask someone for help. Give it to someone else since you're clueless. Get back to it later. It really depends on the problem, but sometimes I give it a day or two, so I'm going to get back to it later. What gift would you want to get for your birthday? Something practical? Something fun? Something extravagant and expensive? A greeting card would suffice. Definitely something practical. In a word, you describe your love life as great, interesting, steady, non-existent. Oh, non-existent for sure. If you could return to the past and change an aspect of your life, what would it be? Your family? Your performance at school or work? Your relationships with other people? Nothing. I'm going to have to go with I don't regret any of my past decisions. I'm very thankful for all the lessons I learned in the past. So I'm going to have to go with nothing. Because even though times were tough, it's made me a stronger person today. If you don't like what's on TV, you change the channel, stick with it, turn off the TV and do something else, complain. I'll just stick with it and knit or read while watching. Okay, let's see. I got Professor Farnsworth. Yay. You are full of ideas and you know how to make those ideas a reality. However, people around you probably think you're crazy because of your attempts to do just that. Nevertheless, you take on everything with a passion, but sometimes you get very distracted to the point of putting everything in limbo. Oh, is that not the truth? Oh, my word. Oh, wow, that was so much fun. I really enjoyed that, and I definitely think as exams are getting nearer and when I'm trying to finish up portfolios, I'll definitely be doing more of those. Thank you so much for listening. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Heather MacReads. You can send me personal letters if you wish for a person to talk to. HeatherMacReads@gmail.com. There's no blog post this week, but you can find the blog on Blogger. And if you like this podcast and you want as many people as you can to listen to this podcast, then give it a quick rating and review on iTunes and subscribe. I see my trial is almost up on SoundCloud. So I'm going to be thinking of where to move this podcast next, but it will always remain on iTunes. I'll make very sure of that. And I hope you have a lovely week ahead. Bye.